We have in the studio Ashley Harder. She is the Prevention Director for the Counseling Services of Lancaster. That's because this weekend, on April the 25th, there's another DEA Take Back event. And Ashley is here to give us more details about this. Good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
By now, hopefully more people are familiar with what this event is about. But in case someone is hearing this for the first time, what's going to take place on April the 25th?
So twice a year, the Sheriff's Department in Lancaster County and Counseling Services and some of the other partner agencies, we work together to set up stations where there's law enforcement that can legally collect any expired or unused medications that might be laying around in your house, because we know that that is one of the strategies that works to reduce accidental overdose inside a home.
What exactly does DEA stand for those who aren't aware?
That's the Department of...
Drug Enforcement. Yes. Keep going. I know it off the top of my head.
We don't deal directly with the DEA. Okay. So it's their event. They market the event. And then there are DEA agents that will come and collect all of the medications that the law enforcement agencies collect.
So what do you need to tell people who might hear this? And like, it might sound a little like scary to them. Like, are they going to question why I have these drugs? Or is this something, like, are there going to be a lot of questions asked? Can they just drop off? What do people need to expect?
Yeah, they can literally drive through some of these locations and just pass us a bag and we'll take it. So there's never going to be any kind of questions. We do try to limit the type of medications. So like liquids, we can't put into the incinerator. So everything gets incinerated. Also, inhalers, things that might explode in an incinerator, because that's what's going to eventually happen to all of these medications. But pills, that's what we want. Anything that you can, that would come in a bottle and you can shake it, basically.
Syringes? No.
We asked not to have, but last year, I believe that we did grab some like sharps boxes, the kind that they would use, because people still bring in syringes, especially for medications like insulin or GLP-1s, things that you have to have a little pin and you put it, the needle on it. So sometimes they need to get rid of that kind of stuff, and just that little needle, we could try to dispose. So bring whatever you have. We will tell you what we can't take and what we can. But we want you to just take that opportunity to clean out your bathroom, your, hall closet, wherever you keep all of those meds. And it is satisfying. I've done it a couple times, and it is nice to get rid of all that stuff that's been taking up place and get it out of your house safely.
Meanwhile, the DEA stands for Drug Enforcement Administration.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So right words, maybe not the right order for sure.
Order,
So this is going to take back this drug, this National Take Back Day, Drug Take Back Day. It's going to take place here in Lancaster County on April the 25th. There are four locations scattered throughout the county. What are those locations and the times for this event?
So the times at each location is going to be from 10 to 1. Mm-hmm. So I believe we're set up at all the libraries, which would be the Kershaw Library, the Lancaster Downtown Library, the Del Webb Library in Indian Land. Mm-hmm. This year, because the Indian Land Community Fair is also on that same day, we're going to set up with law enforcement at the Indian Land Community Fair, and we're going to collect at that event as well. And I think that's really important. We've never done that before, but we know that there's going to be a lot of folks, especially families, that are planning to go to that anyway. So bring your medications. When you come in, we're going to be set up pretty close to the entrance so we can go ahead and get it off of your hands before you go in and enjoy your time.
You're also going to be at the Walmart there in Lancaster.
The Walmart.
So that's exactly right. So all of this information can be found on the Counseling Services of Lancaster's Facebook page. It's right there front and center for sure. And Ashley, obviously this program is working because this happens twice a year in communities throughout the country. What kind of impact, though, are you seeing right here in Lancaster County, maybe specifically on why this program is working when people do clean out their medicine cabinets or wherever else they store their, you know, their medicine that they take.
So, for example, like we hit that Sun City neighborhood, which is a 55-plus neighborhood, really hard. And they know that it's coming around, and they bring out their stuff. And that's really good because older populations especially, they get prescribed a lot of different medications. So we want to make sure that folks whose kidneys don't function as great, they're getting rid of those medications and they're getting their labs before they're getting new medications, because if they think that they have some pain and they have leftover pain meds, maybe there's something going on metabolically that's going to make it so that their body doesn't process that medication out as fast as it maybe did before. You don't want to have old meds with different dosages if your body is requiring something else or a different pace, you know, taking it, spacing it out a little bit further so it gives your body time to get out. And then you have families that have small children. Well, guess what? Whenever they were infants, maybe you didn't worry about them being able to climb up and get that medication out of that, you know, that cabinet in the bathroom. But whenever they're two or three, you didn't get rid of that med. And now they're getting a little more mobile. So you don't think about it because, you know, your situation changes, your circumstance changing your whole family. So
different season of life.
Yes.
Well, good. Again, it is a big event that's happening this Saturday, April the 25th. It is the DEA's National Prescription Take Back Day. You can drop off any of those expired, unwanted, or unused prescription or medicine or over-the-counter medications for sure at four locations throughout the county. Ashley Harder, Prevention Director for Counseling Services, thank you so much.
Thank you.